Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to, I wasn't supposed to say that first. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
That's supposed to be the first thing we say on Easter morning, so I've said that now. Good morning. There you go.
Good morning.
Rehash and start over again. We're glad to welcome all of you who are in person and all of you who are online to our worship service today. We're glad you're here as we celebrate the risen Lord. For those of you online, I will remind you that we will be having communion later in our worship, and we invite you to get your elements ready to take communion at your home while we take it with us here. Thank you to all our decorators. Doesn't the church look beautiful with all the lilies and everything to help make our celebration so festive and wonderful? Thank you. We do, however, if you gave a lily, we do invite you to take it home with you after this service so that you can care for it there, since we can't really care for it here. So please, So please take, if you gave a lily, please take one with you.
Please.
Please, she says. I need to let you know that one of our staff members, Jay Shuping, who is our financial parish financial coordinator, I think is our administrator, whatever the title is, his father died this past week. In fact, over the weekend, Friday night to Saturday. So please keep him in your thoughts and prayers as we move through this season. And don't forget that on April 18th, we have an important congregational meeting. On April 18th, we're going to have just one service at 10 o'clock, followed by that meeting. So don't forget to be here for that. We have another staff issue to handle today as well. Some of you may have known that our parish secretary, Debbie Sudam, is leaving that position effective this past Friday. Or effective today. You said you'd stay through Easter, I think. Yeah, so effective today. So anyway, she's been with us for 8 years doing this. And if I can call Debbie, if you'll come up here. And Preston, if you want, yeah, Preston's going to come up too. Debbie, we just want to say to you, thank you. You have been wonderful in this job and managed to survive working with me and everything for 8 years. That's just amazing.
It wasn't as bad.
But we wanted to express our thanks and thank you for your 8 years of service. And Preston, I think, has something to say too.
As you know, Debbie has been our faithful secretary for the last 8 years. And when she announced a couple of months ago that she was going to be resigning her position, we said, oh no. Debbie is the one who puts together all of the bulletins. She puts together the Go and Serve monthly newsletter. Debbie is the one who answers the phone, answers the front door. Many times Debbie is the first ambassador people come in contact with when they come here to Redeemer. Debbie has been such a faithful secretary, and we wanted to thank you with a monetary gift, and we want you to know that we're going to miss you. We hope you'll be happy in your new home.
Thank you so much, Preston, and I thank all of y'all for just letting me serve. It's been my honor and my pleasure to be here.
Vicar Amanda, you're up.
I'm up. I have announcements. Youth group is going to be tomorrow evening. We're meeting on Mondays for right now from 7 to 8 p.m. We invite any and all 6th through 12th graders to join us. Tomorrow night we're playing laser tag, and I heard that Pastor Gary might join us for laser tag. Is that right?
No, what you actually heard was Pastor Gary being invited to join you for laser tag.
Are you sure? That's
I am quite sure. I am quite sure.
Okay. Well, now that the entire congregation here and those online have heard that Pastor Gary has been invited to come play laser tag, maybe we'll see Pastor Gary at laser tag tomorrow night.
Well, see, what you don't understand that they've known for years is tomorrow is the day of pastoral recuperation.
I understand that, but I think it would be restful and relaxing to play laser tag with your youth group. I can't say that with a straight face, sorry. Anyway, we're going to have laser tag. Whether Pastor Gary's there or not, it's going to be a lot of fun. So 7 to 8, invite your friends. Friends are always welcome. Also, for those that participate in the 2 o'clock on Sunday book study, we're not going to meet today because I hope that you're celebrating with your families. So we'll miss you, but we'll start up again next week, 2 o'clock, with our What's So Amazing About Grace book study. Those are all my announcements, Pastor Gary, unless you change your mind about laser tag.
If I change my mind, do you want me to call you back up to make a different announcement?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You're done.
Oh, I'll make my way back here then.
Let us rise and prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who gives us a new birth into a living hope, who raises us with Christ from death, who fills us with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us repent of our sin and be comforted in the promise of God. Living God, we confess before you and one another our futile ways, our pursuit of perishable things, our own part in crucifying the Lord Jesus. Forgive us, O God, renew the face of the earth, and give us the assurance that you have rescued us from the power of sin and made us alive in the Spirit forever. Amen. Christ suffered for sins once for all in order to bring you to God. Now you are God's people. Now you have received mercy. In the name of the risen Lord Jesus, I declare to you that your sins are forgiven. Lay aside guilt. Put away shame. For you are chosen and precious in God's sight. Live in the marvelous light of Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die each day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. like to invite any children to come forward for a children's message. Hi, Essa. Good morning. Happy Easter. I wonder, Essa has this pretty, pretty necklace. Did you find that in your Easter basket this morning, Essa? Oh, very nice. And we also might have some people watching on the camera back there, too. And so I wonder if anybody that's watching or if Essa is going on an Easter egg hunt today. Are you going on an Easter egg hunt, Essa? Yeah? Have you already gone or not? She did. You found all the eggs already? Oh, my goodness. All the eggs already. And I wonder if our kiddos that are watching at home found their eggs yet. My girls are going to go on an Easter egg hunt, but it's going to be later today. So one of the things that we find in Easter eggs, did you find candy in your Easter eggs, Essa? A little bit of candy? Were the necklaces in the Easter eggs? The necklaces were in the Easter eggs? What are some of your favorite things that you found in Easter eggs before? I heard money over here. Wow, money. What else? Chocolate. What are some other favorite things to find in Easter eggs? Jelly beans. Was there another one back there, or was it jelly beans too? Great minds think alike. And I'm sure the folks that are watching us have some favorite things in their Easter eggs. But you know what? Essa, my favorite thing to find in an Easter egg is in this Easter egg right here. Did you know that? My most favorite thing to find in an Easter egg. Essa, should we open it? Should we open it and see what's in it? You ready? What's in there? Uh-oh. There's nothing in that Easter egg. Oh, my goodness. I wonder why that's my favorite thing to find in an Easter egg. It's my favorite thing to find in an Easter egg because it reminds me that the tomb was empty, that Jesus wasn't even there. Jesus was alive and risen. And it reminds me of that empty tomb, that there's nothing in there. There's nothing in that Easter egg. And so Easter is a lot of fun to have Easter egg hunts and to have necklaces to wear and toss about and to have Easter baskets to find. But the most wonderful, exciting thing that has ever happened is also celebrated today, and that is that Jesus is alive, that God loves us so much that Jesus is alive. Isn't that special? Yeah, it is, isn't it? All right. Essa, can we pray together? All right. Let's say, Dear God, thank you for all the celebrations today. Thank you for the fun with the eggs and the Easter baskets. But most of all, thank you for Jesus being alive, for the resurrection, and for all that means for us to live with God too. And what did all the children say? They said, Amen. Thank you so much for coming up. Would you like this egg? Do you want my empty Easter egg? You can have it. All right, there you go. Now you can remember how fun empty Easter eggs are. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. 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 The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. You may be seated. "It's Lodeholt," I said, trying to explain into the telephone the correct way to pronounce my last name. As you might expect, with a name like Lodeholt, over the years my name has been mispronounced more ways than I can remember. I've heard Hodeloat, Landholt, Lodebolt, even Leadhead, and my favorite, Hostelot. But when that phone call came in, I got something I'd never heard before. First of all, it was a call I didn't really want. Being a pastor has its privileges, and one of them is that when other staff is around, they answer the phones first. I'm the answerer of last resort, you might say. But this time, when the phone rang, everyone else was either already on the phone or away from their desks. And so that left me. I was working on a Bible study, and so I wasn't much thrilled to be interrupted. And it was even worse when I realized that it was a salesman. And worse than that, it was a salesman who somehow had gotten a hold of my name. Or at least he thought he had. I picked up the receiver and said, "Redeemer Lutheran Church." The salesman on the other end said, "May I speak to Pastor No Hope, please?" I stared at the phone for a moment, not quite sure how to answer. I mean, I knew who he wanted, but I also knew that Pastor No Hope wasn't me. At least, I didn't think so. But then as I sat there with that phone to my ear, I thought, you know, a lot of times that is exactly who I am, who we all are. Far too often it's so easy for us to lose all hope, to feel caught in a small, old, ordinary world of what is and what has always been, where we know what to expect and we never even look for something new, where we never even look to see what new thing God might be doing right there before us. So drearily we plod step after step with each day the same as yesterday and knowing that it will be the same tomorrow until what hope we have in us dies forsaken on some forgotten hill somewhere. I stared at the phone. "This is he," I said, "but it's Lodeholt." "Pastor Lohope," he said, getting it wrong again. And again, I stared at the phone in wonder. I mean, Lohope is better than no hope, I guess. But it still wasn't me. Except I knew that sometimes it was me, and sometimes it's you too. I mean, we're Christians. We're supposed to live our lives in hope. But I know what happens. I know how life has its difficulties and troubles. I know how hard things sometimes get, how the bills pile up, how work gets stressful, how families squabble, how pandemics linger, and then how that unexpected crisis shows up. And it's all more than you can take. And what hope we have in us gets beaten down and worn away and crucified on a hill of obligation and helplessness. I stared at the phone. Pastor Lohope wasn't my name, but I knew sometimes it was me. "It's Lodeholt," I said again. "Pastor New Hope," he said, trying to get it right. And this time I just smiled at the phone. Suddenly, I thought about today. I really did. There in my office on the phone, I thought about this service, about the lilies, and about all the people who would be here, and about the music and the joy we would feel. But even more importantly, I thought about why we're here, about Easter, about resurrection and victory and salvation, and about how this day means that death and fear have been overcome. How the darkness of the world, all our difficulties and troubles have been overcome. And I thought about how this day means we can rest secure and forgiven and loved and made new, and that we are in the arms of Jesus forever. In our no hope, low hope world, that's good news to hear. The best news of all. It's news that fills us with hope, new hope for every day. Jesus lives, and with him so do we. I smiled at the phone. "My name is Lodeholt," but all I said was, "Yes, how can I help you?" Because you see, for me, for you, today he got the name right. New hope it is. New hope we are. Amen. Thank you.
I invite you to stand as you are able. Let us confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of new life, you rejoice with all of creation at the resurrection of Christ. You conquered death and the grave so that we may not live in fear, so that we may live in an unconditional state of grace. God, guide us to new life in you. Remind us that you are always reaching toward us with love, grace, and mercy. Help us to remember that there is nothing we can do for you to love us more than you already do, and nothing that we can ever do for you to love us any less. Lord, in your mercy. God of healing and wholeness, you bestowed humanity with great minds to think, feel, and create. You dance with us in the midst of learning, discovery, and developments in science and medicine. God of mercy, be with those that are suffering from COVID-19, that are in the midst of recovery, or that are grieving the loss of loved ones. We thank you for the development of vaccines and treatments. Continue to walk with all the world through this pandemic. Lord, in your mercy. Creative God, you have formed all that exists in the universe. You created the most minute details throughout time. You continue to shape and create within humanity and within the world around us. God of grace, we seek rest, renewal, and healing for the natural world, for our communities, for our minds and bodies, and for those whose names we lift to you now. Lord, in your mercy. God of unconditional love, you bring light to the darkness. You bring hope in the midst of despair. You are the finder of the lost. You are life and resurrection in the face of death. God, help us to remember those that are often forgotten. Break open our hearts for those in need around us, those that are hungry or lonely, those experiencing homelessness or unemployment, those that are unwell mentally, physically, or emotionally. Guide us to be a light in the darkness for our community. Lord, in your mercy. God of new life, all creation sings your glory as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. In the life of Jesus, in the new life of Christ, you claimed all creation as your own. You reconcile all unto yourself. Gracious God, as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, remind us that we too look forward to our day of new life with you. Guide us to see signs of resurrection in our lives each day. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he. Living and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We praise you, bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. Wellspring of joy, through this meal you have put gladness in our hearts. Satisfy the hunger still around us and send us as joyful witnesses that your love may bring joy to the hearts of all people through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Mighty stone.